Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Ooh-hey. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric on the current events. My nigga Comet on the motherfucking sports. What's goody out there, my G?
Yeah, yeah. Back at it.
Man, what's good with y'all?
Man. Ain't nothing, man. It's another one, you know. Another weekend, another screw weekend, you know. Trying to get it in, man. What's going on this week out there, man?
Man, everybody out there, hope y'all enjoying y'all Labor Day weekend. Don't get in no trouble. But the police is out there ready to get people. That's number
one. No doubt.
And number two.
The boys is out.
And number two, man, I want to talk about this here. I want to get your opinion about this. So apparently, the good news is they're getting the student debt loan out there. But the bad news, and I found this out today, is that now they're taxing the citizens.
They what?
In certain states, I started with Mississippi, they're taxing people that are getting student debt loan forgiveness now. And now other states are planning on following suit.
I don't know what you mean by taxing people, but I got to read into that. I don't know what's going on. I ain't hip.
They're trying to get money off of it, man. I think they're trying to penalize people with it.
Well, they're trying to make it. You know they're going to try to make it hard. You know?
You know they're not just going to give you free money. They're not just going to take care of your debt and not say, hey, you got to get something back. That's like putting the money in the cup and then poking a hole in the bottom of the cup so the money fall out.
Yeah, you know, anything to help the people, motherfuckers ain't with. But anything to help the companies out, the big companies, they with all the time. It's no problem. So.
Yeah,
no,
that's gonna happen. They did it for the pandemic, you know? They gave people money. They did this, they did that. What are we facing now? Inflation, high gas prices, high food costs, all this other shit. And where does that come from? Any money that was given, that was saved, you know, as long as you wasn't one of those people that got the money and spent it, but, you know, rent going up, the rent goes up, this goes up, that goes up.
I don't really worry too much shit about what America don't got, because we giving away billions and trillions of dollars to all kinds of motherfuckers for all kinds of shit.
Yeah, think
you know?
About it, right? If they gave those billions and trillion dollars to us Americans, our economy would be booming right now.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Our roads would be good. The infrastructures would be good. The bridges would be popping. You know? It'd be...
Not even that. Just the people alone. Like, you see they giving their country billions of dollars. They give the country billions of dollars. Like, they could give people money. They could give us people money. They could send every person in America a check for X amount of dollars. And where you think those people going to spend it at? They're going to spend it in the stores. They're going to boost our economy. Our economy will flourish. Our roads will be better. People will have better jobs because now they ain't got to worry about struggling because they have some money to pay for certain things, food costs, whatever it is. You know?
But you got the Republicans and you got the Democrats. And one is for spending money, one is not. One acts like they for the people. One tells you they don't give a fuck about the people. So I don't know which one to fuck with, but it's not in our hands.
You know, at the end of the day, I guarantee the Republicans want to put money into the economy, right? Republicans
put no money into the poor people's pockets.
Exactly, but the Democrats don't want the people to get the money, but they want to claim like they helping.
Oh yeah, they're gonna front like they're gonna front about it, but they really don't want to give it up either.
Like,
people don't get it, my
right?
nigga. Like we got a whole Mississippi needs water right now. Detroit needs water. Been needed water fixing. And that shit cost a couple billion. Why they ain't start fixing that shit yet? How long niggas know about this shit going on, man? Them fucking 100-year-old pipes, lead pipes, man. Fix that shit. That's some shit.
They straight abandoned Mississippi.
Where you gonna go?
But you know why, right? You know why they don't give Mississippi, right?
Oh, it's a whole lot of reasons why. It's mostly black. It's mostly poor.
Exactly. That's the number one reason. Because how is it that you could give Ukraine billions of dollars, but you can't give a state in your own country money to fix their pipelines, money to fix people's houses, just everything in Mississippi, as country as it is, and you're not doing nothing for them?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, look for the country.
And Detroit been having this problem. Detroit been having the water problem. How many years Detroit been having the water problem?
Oh, Flint, Michigan? Flint, Michigan been like 10 years already.
Look, you think they fucking even lifted a shovel yet to fucking fix them pipes over there?
Yes, it's crazy.
Hell no.
It's crazy.
No shit, it's crazy.
Like, think about it. What does Ukraine have that we need from them?
Also, a lot of shit that under the table shit going on. Biden getting money from Ukraine.
Yeah, but check it out. What resources do they have that we need that we couldn't grow right here in our own country.
Yes, not that. That's other shit, like location. It's other shit.
Say the name of the game.
It's just, you know.
But you gotta really look into it and to see.
I don't even want to say greed. It's that they benefiting more. They could benefit more from them than they trying to benefit with us. They don't want to give back to us. You know?
Just follow the money. Who benefits from any kind of conflict out there? Who benefits? You got all these different companies and shit that motherfuckers affiliated with, you know, that war's good for over there. Like, it's been beef over Ukraine for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And there's other shit going on that we don't know about, backdoor shit. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of crooked policy, a lot of backdoor deals, possible extortion. Because I never seen a president get strong on like this. Like, they every month they hitting them like, yo, we need a bill. We need a Philly. They just give it to him just like that.
Yeah, and there's a family in Detroit that can't even drink their water.
Shit, drink their water, take a bath. Who want to take a bath and rush their water? Who want to clean their face with brown water coming out your sink?
Say boil that shit. They tell niggas to boil that shit. They tell you don't take no shower with it. Like,
even boiling it, like, you know.
That this one black lady on the news said her water ain't been right in 25 years.
Crazy.
Damn.
25 years. Now you tell me that shit ain't no. That shit wasn't. That's because it's just because of how shit is. No, it's because neighborhoods is black, and they don't give a fuck about them. But now it's getting out of hand. You know, it's getting out of hand now. Like, come on. They need to shut down the whole fucking state until they fix that fucking water. And some places they still charging you for that fucking rotten water.
Yeah,
you telling me
care.
I got a water bill for fucking water I can't even use? You can boil that shit till it disappears. You'll never be able to drink that shit.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, man, I ain't trying to hear America talking about they ain't got the money for this. They can't find the money for that. Hell no, I'm not trying to hear that shit. That motherfuckers better have some crews out there tonight. Motherfuckers need to be busting, working day and night, getting that shit popping, you know? Bottom line. That's a fucking day and a night job. Ain't no fucking day job. It's a day and night, 24-7 operation. Get this shit the way it's supposed to be, man.
Well, if they could work on the highway all night long, they could work on fucking pipeline, man.
Hell yeah, bring the fucking big lights out there, bust that fucking street open, man. Get this shit done, man. It's years already. Come on, man. And in the school system.
Yeah.
Fucking, they got fucking school systems. They ain't got no fucking century AC blasting. And all this disease is running around. How y'all ain't got the fucking AC system? And they had the money. They was granted money to do this shit. Where the money go? That's why teachers are on strike in certain places. They're like, we ain't going back to work there. That shit's a hazard.
Hey, I want to give you guys thought about this here, because this is one of the top stories. What do you guys thought on Newsom wanting to end cars and just have everything just bring electric cars into the table by 2035, and other states plan on following suit. Like, what do you guys thought about this electric car craze that they're trying to push?
It'll never happen because there's too much money in gas. That shit will never happen.
Not only,
there's too much money involved.
Not only
gas.
That. Not only that, if you got everybody charging their cars and all this shit, that's a lot of energy draw, you know? That'll cause blackouts. That'll cause shit to shut down, you know? Got a million people charging their cars.
Man, they talking about motherfucking, what's the rich nigga name? It was Bill Gates. He talking about we got to start eating synthetic beef. Of course he would say that because he's fucking got the one of the biggest synthetic meat makers. So he's saying to get rid of the cow's farts and all that shit, that we should start eating, everybody should start eating synthetic meat, which is, I guess, fucking what? Clone? What the fuck they do?
Nah.
I don't know how the fuck the process is, but if you eliminate the cow, they're trying to eliminate the, you know, the shit in the atmosphere, you know, from the carts pass, when the cows pass gas, they release the, and that's supposed to be doing something to the motherfucking atmosphere. So they're trying to eliminate the cow.
So you mean to tell me if a cow farts, that's not good? What about the fucking humans that fucking fart egg shit and smell like fucking death? They gonna eliminate man?
You got cow pastures out there, you know, that shit all adds up. You know,
I mean,
you got
look.
Fucking cows out there farting all day, releasing all kinds of fucking, you know,
well, that,
CO,
that just tells me, yo, don't light a cigarette near the motherfucker. What you mean? You gonna stop an animal from fucking passing gas? Or what are you gonna do with your dog that's sitting on your couch?
See, it's not the animal, it's that they got them all gathered up in this one area, you know what I'm saying? Herds. And they ain't supposed to be like that anyway. They ain't supposed to be all gathered up and all farting at the same time and all. So, because of humans, we creating all this shit ourselves, man. That's why they trying to look for another planet to fuck up.
Yeah, my whole thing is change their diet. Change their fucking diet. If you change their diet, you know, you keep feeding them the same bullshit, you know. And synthetic shit, fuck synthetic. I ain't eating no fucking synthetic steak. Fucking slap Bill Gates with that fucking T-bone. Fuck out of here. Give me a fucking fake-ass steak. Fucking stupid motherfucker.
He's
all that fucking
that
brain
shit cause
you
he's,
got.
You know, he's making that shit. He's making money off of that shit right now.
Hell yeah.
So
he's got a hundred.
He got
mad farms out there. You got mad farms out there. So next thing you know, what, you're going to be fucking having people eat synthetic eggs and synthetic chicken? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, man. Shit is getting ridiculous, man. It's going to get real.
Best thing to do is, you know, if you have property or even if you're renting and you have small space, plant your vegetables. Eat your vegetables. That's natural.
I tell you, all them preppers, all them preppers all these years, them motherfuckers' skills is going to be coming handy soon. All the shit they've been prepping and army meals and all that shit. They waiting for this shit to start fucking up so they can be like, see, I told you.
Doomsday Preppers, Amish. They all been prepped to live beyond the grid.
I mean, Amish are just there, you know, they just there, they just been living in the past all these years, so they just, you know, they eat off their land. Ain't nothing wrong with eating off your land. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they just
know?
Not with no modern technology type shit.
Yeah, they just not using smartphones.
All that shit, computers, some of them
they
got it.
They're Jordans and shit like that. They're not getting brainwashed by the media. They're not brainwashed. They live a normal life.
I ain't gonna say it's normal because, you know, fashion changes and shit changes. They still run around like fucking Little House on the Prairie looking motherfuckers.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I went to Hershey, and a whole bus of them pulled up, and they all got off the bus, and I'm just like, it's too hot to be wearing that shit. Full gowns and overalls and shit like that. Like, it's fucking
hot. Yeah, you
can
be Amish, but styles does change, you know. You can wear different clothes now. Nobody says you got to wear that old big-ass, hot-ass Amish dress in the summertime.
They were making me hot. I was looking at them. I'm sweating.
You know?
But yeah, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with their ways. You know, everybody got their way of life. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock nobody's way of life. It might be weird to me, but it's their way of life, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, they just live the way they live. You know, you got people in the jungle that never even touched civilization. You know, that's just their choice, you know? That's their choice.
Yeah,
we the ones that are programmed. You know, we live in trying to keep up with the times.
Amish Mafia. It used to be a show that come on about against the fucking Amish Mafia. When niggas,
what, they throwing rocks at you?
They got their little gangsters in town. They little gangster niggas in town. She never saw that show?
What, they running around with bats or something? Like,
they running around, niggas. This nigga got a little gambling spot. This other nigga doing something, a little sneaky shit, running around. It's a show that used to come on, a reality show, Amish Mobsters or Gangsters or some shit like Amish Mafia. The motherfuckers.
I never heard of that
shit. One guy was running the whole town.
That's crazy.
We gotta have excuses. I see we put that, made the Knicks fuck that deal up, huh, Bomber?
Ah, yeah. He's going to the Cavs. But you know the funny thing is, think about what Utah would have flourished if they would have got all those players for Mitchell. RJ Barrett, Obi Thompson, a couple other guys they would have got in that trade.
Yeah, niggas be wanting the world for niggas.
But they didn't have the money. They didn't have the money. Because they was looking for money and the trade. And this guy ended up settling for Cleveland. But you know, Utah got rid of a lot of people this year. They got rid of Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert ain't on Utah. He went somewhere else.
Did you find out what happened to Melo?
Nah, I haven't heard nothing about him. I know he's supposedly the Celtics was looking at him because he's a free agent, you know? The Celtics was looking at him. I don't think KD going anywhere. I think he's going to end up playing with the Nets, even though he wants out. That's for sure, you know. And then, you know, football season started. But course, my team ain't doing great. You see, they just gave Russell Wilson a 5-year extension on his contract, $258 million or something like that.
He gonna be he they franchise player now officially, but they give him a big bag like that.
Yeah.
But they saying, you know, he might Carmelo might be going to the Celtics in place of Gallinari. They say he might be a better fit. But we'll see where he go. But you know they retired number 6. I was thinking the other day they retired number 6. You know, the GOAT. What's his name? Bill Russell. So supposedly all the teams retired their number 6 in honor of him. So nobody's going to be wearing the number 6.
It's only right.
Yeah, the funny thing is that everybody talk about the GOAT this, the GOAT that. Bill Russell has 16 rings, right?
The legendary pick with the rings in hand.
He had a ring on every finger, man.
Iconic.
He had rings on toes.
Motherfucker had a ring on every finger. I think 2 rings on some fingers. Like, rings is nothing. Y'all, this what y'all want to base shit off of, rings? Get a load of this shit.
Hey, while we old sports, hey, O'Connor, you seen what Stephen A. Smith said about the Yankees, right? You see how that dude be talking reckless every day.
Man, fuck Stephen A. Smith. Fuck
what
that
do you think about the Yankees?
George Jefferson looking motherfucker.
What do you say about the Yankees, man?
He said they were hot. He said they were hot garbage, and he disappointed in them and all that stuff. He said that yesterday on first take.
He should be disappointed in his fucking barber. Keep pushing his hairline back. Motherfucker. Come to the Bronx talking that shit, fucking Stephen A. Motherfucker.
He said he was from the Bronx.
Shot in your leg, motherfucker.
He said he was from the Bronx.
Fuck.
Stephen A.
Not what he is.
Stephen A's from Hollis, Queens.
Fuck that guy.
He came over to Russell and them niggas.
Fuck
I just had to ask because he said he was from the Bronx. He's from Hollis, Queens. That's
he ain't fucking say he's from the Bronx, man. You did not hear him say he's from the Bronx, man.
He did say. He said it on yesterday.
Nah, you must have misheard him.
Let's find out. Let's find this shit out.
Everybody knows Stephen A. Smith is from Hollis, Queens. You know? I know.
He a trip, though.
Nah, he was born October 14th, the Bronx, New York, 6'1". His Wikipedia, he's from the Bronx.
I've never heard him say he's from the Bronx. He always say he's from Queens. He's from Hollis, Queens.
Not right here.
That's what his mouth says. I ain't hear nothing else.
Age 54, the Bronx, New York. Height 6'1". Well, we could go at it too, Stephen A. Me and you. Motherfucker talking that shit.
Stephen A, duff you out.
He don't realize Yankee fans will fight your ass.
I'll shoot that motherfucker. No.
Especially
what a
feeling
good,
Yankee
right?
Fan.
Motherfucker
this
talking
guy.
Shit about my bombers, kid. Fuck that guy.
Tell it good. Gotta say, tell it good.
She kind of don't like you talking about them bombers.
Fucking guy.
That nigga E brought the bombers up. Not in Common's presence.
Nah, man. I just had to bring that. I just had to let him know, man, because he be getting a little reckless at the mouth lately, man. So, you know, it's just my job to bring the awareness.
He did go to school. He did go to school.
Who been getting reckless at the mouth lately?
Stephen A. As of late. I guess what he does, he's trying to turn up to get those ratings, but...
Yeah, you right.
He always talking shit about
you right. Poet,
that's what he do.
He was born in the Bronx.
That's what he do.
But he was raised in Howard, Queens.
Okay.
Yeah, he was raised in Howard, but he's from the Bronx.
And he's from the Bronx. Okay, so look, can't really say too much about him, man.
Yeah, he was born in the Bronx, but raised.
He's not a Mets fan. I don't see him bigging up the Mets at all.
Who knows? He's probably one of those bandwagon motherfuckers anyway. Fuck that guy.
But yeah, man, we gotta get some laughs in there. So we got to hit y'all with some music, though, man. You know, to balance it out a little bit. I want to hit y'all with a joint for my man, Tara Van Poole. Things Done Changed. And we're going to follow that up through with something else. And the call number is 516-531-9596. We on live with Black Poet and Comet, King Eric, live on direct. Let's go.
Drop that shit, Frank Mac.
First line, that's when they knew I was special. Higher up, sit me down and use me as the vessel. I start preaching to these rappers, they was saying God bless you. Things change, but now they want a statement from me. I'm like, I love it when you're hating on me. Like you told the DJ to take the stations from me. But see that real, play the real, so I sleep with comfy. Hit a bit and then the verses, yeah, you hearing the lecture. Every day I poke the best, so I'm good with the texture. Start conning like a con, man, my style it'll get ya. 9 times out of 10, it'll mainly upset ya. All widows all around me, so they all amongst me. Put some knife with the hand, so they gon' try and jump me. Let me tell you a little secret that your niggas can't see. You talk about some legends talk about me.
You know what it is.
Now they want a statement from me. I'm like, I love it when you're hating on me. Like you told the DJ to take the stations from me. But see that real, play the real, so I sleep with comfy. Things change, but now they want a statement from me. I'm like, I love it when you're hating on me. Like you told the DJ to take the stations from me. But see that real, play the real, so I sleep with comfy. It's terror. Extreme meanness in the meantime, it's like you never seen us. When I'm in the trenches, you tread light like a real extremist. So tactical that you tensing up without intravenous. None for your pain but a lot of hate and space between us. Vocab band, that's my introduction on top of genius. GPS at each location, that's where they come to be us. Terror nonchalant every day, that's what my fans want. And still get escorted through the back way out the restaurant. When you got bars, you get bombarded like a bartender. And I don't even drink, so in return, I let the smoke handle. Flash drives, my music everywhere and it's transcribed. 6,000 languages worldwide, this is straight vibe. I'm Vandal, I disappear and reflect off the angle. So every chance that I get, the mission is mangled. With that BX flow, came up banging on tables. Now I'm the only thoroughbred that's left in the stable. I'm terror. Now they want a statement from me. I'm like, I love it when you're hating on me. Like you told the DJ to take the stations from me. But see that real, play the real, so I sleep with comfy. Things change, but now they want a statement from me. I'm like, I love it when you're hating on me. Like you told the DJ to take the stations from me. But see that real, play the real, so I sleep with comfy.
Time is of the essence, man. Hey yo, time is of the essence.
leg or arm, had hair on. Kuwait crime constituent villains, you get dead off. Fentanyl injected in track, I spit foul off. Carry on, gone, carry on. Hey yo, wicked like Palestinians burning the Torah. More chat, trying to remora, God aura. I got machines for sixes, more longer. Tell infamous, hold on my calls, I'm in a sauna. Early morning, I get money on my social form. While these rappers from my era dead are laying dormant. Balenciaga, Chica, Iran, robes on them. Maki, Pen Game is Wes Craven. All around, on point like a star, David. What you drop on the house, I put on a bracelet. Fuck that, can't even keep the rap game sacred. Why you spitting in the booth with your man naked? To the tournament, BS stole to the gold choker, that old enormous shit. The ghost of the livest men haunt inside of my pen. Cadavers, Customato and Tyson in one body. Pappy Mason and Prince squeezing that John Gotti. Eyes open, I'm coochie rap at his magnum opus. Fedoras on him, lavender Ferragamo Lopez. So what you want, snatch a plug, shoot him through the trunk. Loose gray fuckboy, nigga use a hump. Black mask, black gloves, that's before COVID. How rap, I relate, quote overdoses. Raw narcotic lines, come on, throw your nose in. Guarantee how you bleed till your face frozen. Backwards karate chop, salute the boss. McQueen got the wop, call it water sports. So I sit back and forth like I'm dental floss. Cecilio's Mocky, I'm signing off. Over and ever off, boomerang, all report.
Are found, our planet will perish, and so will we. They are the only guarantee that life will carry on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like a crime heaven, seen a lot of break.
control forces. Back to the script though, banging like Apocalypto. My niggas flip low, we still equipped though. Real niggas get though, never on front street. Shooters dump heat and straight tell you to lunch meat. Just fall back, my style kinda wild for ya. We get bread and do illegal algebra. My jewelry is plum, your jewelry is slum. These broke niggas acting up, I'm about to shoot me a bum. Guns and ammo, silk shirts and camo. Grams of rubber bands, daily doing hand to hand. Shit, I live different than the average. Cartier optics, my vision lavish.
Got him looking like he a Kilogon from Star Trek.
Nah, I ain't even peeped that shit.
You ain't see how he look? Like, he don't look nothing like Tyson. Nothing at all. He look like he straight out of Star Trek. Like,
oh, they put some makeup on him?
Yo, his head, was swollen.
Who signed up for that shit? If Tyson ain't with that shit, how they do it?
I don't know. I think he's trying to sue them or something. I think he's trying to sue them, but, you know, Hulu put it out.
Because you could do a biography. Let me see. So you could do an autobiography is, I think, when some other people do it on you. And your biography is when you do it on you. But somebody could do a biography, autobiography on you, I think they can do that. If you're, you know, a known figure, somebody can tell
this guy
your story.
He don't look nothing, but he don't look nothing like Tyson. It looks like he got beat in the head with a bat and his head swole up. Then he tried to give him that tattoo on the side of his face. Yo, he does not look like.
You got to look at the difference between an autobiography and a biography. See, what's the difference?
It don't make no difference because they fucked him up. That shit don't look nothing like Tyson. I would be mad too.
I only saw I saw 2 minutes at the beginning.
I just seen a picture, and I'm like, damn, like, damn, that shit don't look nothing like him. That's like a Lifetime. Like, if Lifetime made a biopic on Mike Tyson, he don't look nothing like Mike Tyson. Nothing.
They
I'm like,
did him
damn,
dirty.
Just get Michael Jai White. See, but I'm just bringing him back.
Yo, I'm like, how they use this Kilogon? They use this Kilogon to be Mike Tyson.
They did him dirty.
Dusty. They damn dusty. Like, come on, man. At least get somebody to look like him.
If Tyson ain't with it, I ain't with it.
Yeah, Tyson wasn't with it.
They supposed to be working on a film with Jamie Foxx playing as Tyson. We're going to see where that goes.
Like, somebody can write a book on you and call it, I think it's an autobiography. But if you write your own book on yourself, it's a biography, I think, you know. But somebody can tell their story, your story, in their eyes. They can do that.
But, I mean, at least get me to look, get the person to look like me. How his head looks swollen. His head looks swollen.
Oh, so they put in some extra makeup or some putty or something.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, yo, how they do Tyson like this? Like, that shit don't look, he look like 50 Tyson. He don't look like Mike Tyson. He look like 50 Tyson. I don't know if y'all know who 50 Tyson is.
That's a shit job they did.
Horrible.
What he did was sticker tats on his face.
Yeah, horrible, man. Horrible. Shout out Mike Tyson, man. Ain't nobody messing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is the truth. He ain't been all great in his last few fights, but apparently I am Mike Tyson. Nobody can mess with him. If you're going to do a story on Mike Tyson, yeah, like, get that shit straight, man. Get somebody to look like Tyson.
Yeah, man.
What do you guys think of the, first Tyson joint that they did, like, in the early 90s, the one they did with Michael Jai White?
I don't think I really remember it.
I don't even know. I didn't even know they made a movie.
Yeah, this was around the time where he was getting out of prison. They wanted to capitalize off his fame. So they did an HBO-based movie on him. Michael Jai White played as Tyson. It's on now.
Well, nah, I ain't hit.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, but that's crazy, man. Like, I was like, damn, why they do Tyson like this, man? Like, you know?
That's a bad look for Hulu right there. I mean, they did a part with the Wu-Tang thing, but this shit here, nah, can't do Mike like that. That's an icon there.
Yeah, but the whole thing, the whole reason why the Wu-Tang looks good is because the RZA's behind that, you know?
Right.
The RZA behind that, like, it would have been better if Mike Tyson was behind his own movie. Like, you know? That shit was no good.
I want to keep it rocking right now since we was rocking, man. I was rocking, man. E-man, I know you got some more fire.
Yes, sir. So we got one in the chamber and one in the hole, man. So we'll hit y'all with another joint. Anybody want to call in? Have questions, chop it up with Poet, Bomb It, me. Number is 516-531-9596. We'll hit y'all with some bangers. Let's go.
Thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? Fuck your life and all that. Fuck the mayor. Yeah. All bars, no fillers.
Never.
You are now locked in the cage with the gorillas. Life a game, we the realest. And your team a minimum security camp, homie. No killers. Bunch of liars spitting fraudulent. I step on stage, set fire to the audience. I put a fucking Rambo knife through your stomach and use your rib cages in the corner. I'm outside with my nine and I grind myself. Made a milli off of merch all by myself. Your baby mother is a gunzer and your rhymes need help. I punch a rapper in his face and co-sign myself.
Don't need none of that shit.
Like fuck all of the politics. I know that I'm the nicest. I don't need your acknowledgement. We loading up for war with them hollow tips. Fuck your life, you can suck on a pile of dicks.
Stupid. Bang! Yeah. Yeah. M.O. I spin the block banging a hefty semi. Throw your ass in the back of the FDNY. Cause he was screaming, he a mess.
He a mess.
I guess.
That nigga stretch, homie, call it EMS.
Brownfield to the death, best believe that. If hell had a theme park, this or be that. I stand up, stand out. I ain't never give a fuck. Whoever counting me out can't count. Get em. First of all, fuck all of y'all.
GTA.
This is Grand Theft Auto Mall.
Get em.
Next day, back on the tour. Bumping John Dirty on the Autobahn. You buy drugs with a coupon, but you wrong. What the fuck kind of pills are you on? Don't get your head split and try to get a settlement. I'm still a BK resident.
Big Brooklyn shit, stupid. Fuck your life. Welcome to Hell's Theme Park. You've just been admitted. Your last stop was the emergency room. Now you here. Tom Burton. Fame. Mo P. Big Gorilla Don Don, motherfucker. Let's get it on, motherfucker. Slap dick to your mom, motherfucker. Yeah. And we outside. Rest in peace, K-Slay. Forever. Let's go.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Killer. You niggas better stand still.
It's the commander.
Bill, both hands filled with fire. I make your big homie retire. I turn this little town into the wire. Keep fucking around. Get your spine bone twisted, face shifted off. And that can happen before you piss me off. New York finest, I incite the riots. When that M.O.P. shit hit, it spreads like a virus. I love roots and pirates and tell them let's get it. Your real shit is re-emerging. Now we out here purging, you fuckers are finished. I reverted to being a menace. Converted church boys to venomous sinners. I don't condone turf wars, but the hood is replenished because of me. Look in the book of Guinness and see a photo, a urban background with my mojo. They never mention I'm killing the flow though. All them niggas known to creep here, and they'll put you to sleep here. Ain't no room for the weak here, here. Yeah. Should be labeled as hood, and it's all good, you ain't gotta be.
You ain't gotta be.
You can simply say it's not for me. And went and got a degree, but no. You wanna fuck with Data and them, who wanna cross town and toss rounds at Ray Ray and them. Oh, now here come the get back. Get caught slacking, going to get snacks with Nana. Now you know the purpose for your bandana. You'll need it to stop the bleeding. You may not live to see your hairline receding. It ain't no rules in the war, you lucky that old bitch ain't with you, stressed out in the store.
Right.
They supposed to come hit you, how you forget the shit you went to? You was in the bar that night, you said it was on site.
Aight.
Now the op waving the pipe, and you see him as Wes Craven as you gaze in the light. All them niggas known to creep here, and they'll put you to sleep here. Ain't no room for the weak here, here.
Genres of jazz.
More errors than rock. War
hip hop. Yeah, and it don't stop.
What the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, so
on that note, I'm about to skedaddle. We will see
y'all
next week.
The green M&M is, you know, the green M&M is banned.
Yeah. Green M&M is banned from, he banned from Screwball Radio.
I'm skedaddling up out of here. So thank you guys once again for a dope show, man. It was always fun building with you guys on Saturday nights. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing for hip-hop, and y'all ripping off for the culture. So I'm about to skedaddle out here. Y'all have a blessed night.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.